It is a pleasure to be with you again.
今朝好荣幸同大家一齐。
I am deeply honored to bring the ministry of the word to this congregation.
特别将神嘅话语带到你哋中间。
And celebrate the opportunity to partner to be a co-worker with Pastor Abe.
同埋你哋一齐有一齐同工，同埋你哋嘅牧师一齐到同工。
And today the opportunity to be in ministry with Nicholas.
又同翻译咧一齐同工啊。
And we pray indeed that God would encourage us by His word today.
我希望神嘅话语激励我哋。
The text that I would like to preach is found in the book of Acts.
今朝我嘅讲题系基于我哋嘅圣经嘅使徒行传。
And if you have your Bibles, please turn to Acts chapter 13.
去打开圣约使徒行传第十三章
，verses 1-4.
第一节到第四节。
And our brother Nicholas will read the text for us.
我读出十三章第一到第四节。在安提阿嘅教会中有几位先知和教师。就是巴拿巴和稱呼尼結的西面，古利奈人路求與分封之王希律同樣的馬念並掃羅，他們侍奉主禁食的時候，聖靈說要為我分派巴拿巴和掃羅去做我照他們所做的工。於是禁食禱告，按手在他們頭上，就打發他們去了。他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
God of all grace, grant us, I pray, this grace.
亲爱主，我求你嘅恩典临到我哋身上。
By your word and by your spirit,
用你嘅话语，用你嘅圣灵
，illumine our minds,
照亮我哋嘅头脑。
Rekindle our hearts,
重新燃起我哋嘅心灵
，and strengthen our wills,
同埋加强我哋嘅意志。
For we ask this in Christ's name,
我哋奉耶稣基督得胜嘅名义求。
For many years, I have been intrigued by these verses in the book of Acts.
好，我读咗呢件圣经好多次，但系每一次读嘅时候咧，都觉得好有嘅味道。
Because it seems to me that something very significant happens at this turning point in the story of God in the book of Acts.
因为喺我哋读使徒行传嘅时候，我哋睇见神嘅工作喺里边嚟到运行。
Up till this point, the center and focus of Christian mission and evangelism was Jerusalem.
我哋读到第十三章嘅时候，我哋知道教会嘅好多嘅传福音嘅中心都系喺耶路撒冷嗰度。
Anybody who was doing Christian ministry away from Jerusalem, they were being sent from Jerusalem.
每一样嘅事工，佢哋系由耶路撒冷嗰度差派出去嘅。
But then when we come to Acts chapter 13, we see a very significant shift.
但嚟到使徒行传第十三章嘅时候，我哋睇见一个重大嘅改变。
Now suddenly, it's the church in Antioch that is sending out missionaries.
喺呢度十三章，讲到嗰度嗰阵时嘅差派嘅传道人咧，就系喺。
They had a vision for something that Jerusalem did not see, not yet at least.
他们在安提亚的教会看到一方面是以前耶路撒冷的教会看不到的。
They recognized that God was indeed reaching out to Gentiles, not just Jews.
在当安提亚的教会，他们发觉到神是带领他们去异邦、外邦人来传福音。
And they commissioned Paul and Barnabas to do precisely that, to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以喺安提阿嘅教会嘅时候，佢哋就差派保罗同埋巴拿巴去到呢个外邦人嘅社会嗰度嚟到传福音。
Most of us today are not Jewish; we're Gentile.
我哋全部都系外邦人。
And I think we should be very grateful for the Antioch Church to have this vision.
所以我哋睇见安提阿教会嘅工作嘅时候，我哋非常嘅感谢神。
We can be grateful to them for setting aside people to minister the gospel to the Gentiles.
因为喺安提阿教会，佢特别为到外邦人嚟到差遣佢哋嘅传福音。
But by the end of the book of Acts, we see another big shift happening.
但系我哋读到使徒行传最收尾嗰段嘅时候，我哋发觉有另外一个嘅改变。
In the final chapters of the book of Acts, we read about the Apostle Paul on his way to Rome.
我哋喺读到使徒行传最收尾嗰几章嘅时候，我哋睇见保罗咧系去到。罗马嘅地方
，No longer is Jerusalem the center of global mission。
耶路撒冷再唔系差传福音嘅中心
，No longer Antioch。
安提阿教会再唔系差传嘅中心
，But now it's going to be Rome。
但系嗰阵时到使徒行传末期嘅时候，就系罗马。
And indeed, the Apostle Paul anticipates that the church in Rome is going to be the catalyst for preaching the gospel in Spain and in other parts of Europe.
跟住保罗亦都喺嗰度讲到，将呢个保罗渐渐咧，亦都会将呢个嘅传福音嘅中心移到去西班牙嗰个半岛嗰度。
It was from Rome that the first missionaries were sent to what is now the United Kingdom or Britain.
跟住喺罗马嗰度，我哋睇见好多嘅宣教士系去到英国嘅地方嚟到传道。
And for the next few centuries, Rome was the epicenter or the center of global mission.
有几个世纪嘅时间，罗马系成为世界全球使命传福音嘅中心。
But by the 16th and 17th century, another significant shift happened.
到到十六世纪、十七世纪嘅时候，我哋睇见有另外一个重大嘅转变。
In those centuries, Spain and Portugal, what we think of as Iberia, became the center of global mission.
在十六、十七世纪的时候，我们看见那个传教、宣教的中心呢，就已经转移到去到西班牙和葡萄牙的半岛那里。
And the vast majority of Christian missionaries globally came from those two countries, Spain and Portugal.
那段时候，很大多数的传教士都是在西班牙和葡萄牙的半岛那里出来的。
In the 18th and 19th century, another shift happened.
到到十八、十九世纪时候，我哋睇见又有另外一个好大嘅转移。
Who are the great missionary heroes from the 19th century?
十九世纪嘅时候最出名嘅传教士系边啲人呢？
Missionaries that were involved in the evangelization of India and China.
边个系嗰阵时有名嘅出名嘅传教士去到印度、去到中国嚟传福音呢？
Almost all of them came from Britain.
差不多全部的宣教士都是在英国那里出来的。
The British Isles or Great Britain became the epicenter of global mission in those centuries.
那段时间英国就成为世界传福音、全球传福音的中心。
When we come to the 20th century, we come to another shift.
到二十世纪时候，我们又看见另外一个的转移了。
And the Christian and Missionary Alliance, our denomination, anticipated this.
那段时亦都是宣道会开始的时期。
In the 20th century, the vast majority of Christian missionaries came from North America, the United States and Canada.
二十世纪的时候，绝大多数的宣教士都是在北美洲、加拿大、美国那里来到出来的。
I grew up in Latin America. My parents were missionaries to Ecuador.
我在中美洲、南美洲那里长大，我爸爸妈妈都是宣教士。
And my wife and I went as missionaries from Canada to the Philippines in the 1980s.
我同我太太咧，喺1980年代嘅时候咧，就去到菲律宾嗰度嚟到读神学。
Through the 20th century, the vast majority of Christian missionaries globally came from these two countries.
到二十世纪嘅时候，我哋睇见好多嘅传教士系喺加拿大同埋北美美国嚟到出嚟嘅。
But as we come into the 20th century, we see another very significant shift happening on the global scene.
到今日我们来到二十世纪的时候，我们看见世界的传福音使命的中心又有一个重大的改变。
Because I would say each of these shifts is actually the work of the Spirit in global mission.
因为我发觉这些这样的转变都是在世界的传福音的事工里面是神 的工作。
And we need to ask, we need to observe, what is the Spirit up to in our time?
我们应该要开始体察到究竟神在这个时代做什么呢？
And many of us are convinced that there's three significant changes happening in global mission that have an impact for, have significance for all of us.
有三方面我看见神在这个重大的改变里面来到做他的工作。
Consider them with me.
我们一起来到研究一下。
First, we see another shifting epicenter in global mission.
第一，我哋睇见呢个世界宣教嘅工作嘅中心咧，再一次转移啦。
The center of global mission is shifting to China, Korea, and India.
呢一个使命嘅中心已经渐渐嘅去到印度，去到中国嗰度成为中心。
In this century, the vast majority of Christian missionaries globally will be coming from these countries.
喺呢个世代里边，我相信好多嘅传教士都会喺呢啲国家嗰度出嚟。
I worked for a season of my life in the country of Vietnam.
我最近去到越南嗰度嚟到做一啲嘅事工。
I was regularly there in 2009, 10, 11, and 12.
我大概2009、2010年几年嘅时间咧，都系喺越南嗰度做一啲嘅事工。
I was privileged to be involved in the founding of a theological college or Bible school in the city of Hanoi.
我喺嗰段时间有机会能够帮助佢哋喺河内呢个城市嗰度设立一个神学院。
And while I was there, I became aware that there were what was determined to be 15 different groups of people that were yet unreached with the gospel.
在那裡我才發覺到原來有50個不同的種類的人呢，是完全未聽過福音的。
These were the highland tribal people of Vietnam.
這些是在山裡面的不同的族。
And if I were to ask the question, who is going to reach these people?
那我就問這個問題了，這些人是誰向他們傳福音呢？
Where will the missionaries come from that will bring the gospel to these people?
哪些是传教士要去到这些未曾听过福音的人来到向他们讲福音呢？
Will they come from North America, from Canada?
他们是不是也在北美洲那里去呢？
It's possible.
可能会是啊。
And indeed, I would meet people in Vietnam who were there to do church planting among these people.
但是我去到越南的时候，我看见很多在当地的人来到建立教会。
They didn't speak Vietnamese.
很多他们是自己本土的越南人。
Which is a slight problem.
可能是一个问题啦。
And they had difficulties getting a visa.
很多时在外来去到的时候，很多这些所谓传教士，他们很难拿到签证。
But I was deeply moved by an emerging generation of Vietnamese leaders who wanted to reach these very people themselves.
但我亦都神感动，我看到很多本土的，很多的越南的基督徒，来到开始做这个传福音的工作。
Is it possible that Canadians will be sent to be pioneer missionaries amongst these people?
可不可能神会差派加拿大的传教士去那里做开方的工作呢？
It's possible.
可能会是。
But more than likely, the Canadian church has a different role to play now that the epicenter of mission has shifted.
但亦有可能呢，我们所谓差派的宣，由加拿大差派的宣教士去到这个地方的时候，可能做一个不同的角色。
Another significant shift is what you might call an emerging partnership.
另一个重大的改变就是我们怎样跟其他的人来做一个合作的伙伴。
As I mentioned, I was regularly in Vietnam in the late part of 2009, 10, 11, and 12.
我刚才讲过，我有一段时间是在越南那里来工作。
And I was, of course, while I was there, I was meeting with pastors and theological educators.
在那里我看到很多做神学的工作或者做牧师的在那里。
But I also had regular opportunity to meet with people who had other callings.
但是我在那里也都接触到很多有不同神不同呼召的人。
I would meet regularly with business executives and leaders.
我在那里见到很多基督徒，他们是做商业的，做生意的。
I met with Christians who were teaching in the Hanoi University who came from different parts of the world.
有些是做艺术的专业，或者有些是做教导的工作的。
I met with people who were involved in media and the arts.
很多是做艺术或者做传媒的工作的。
And what deeply impressed me was that they were there doing kingdom service in Vietnam.
神俾我睇到咧，就系好多呢啲所呢啲咁嘅人，好多专业嘅人士咧，都系仍然喺嗰度做神嘅国度嘅工作。
And that experience of meeting these people, for example, and especially those called into business.
当我接触到呢班特别系喺做生意嘅人嘅时候。
That experience led me to see that there's an emerging partnership between those called into business and those called into religious ministry.
我哋喺因为接触到呢啲人嘅时候，我会发觉到咧，其实有一个所谓做一个传教工作同非传教工作嘅一个合作嘅机会。
When my parents went out as missionaries in the 1950s.
当我系1950年，我爸爸妈妈去做宣教士嘅时候
，It was assumed that as missionaries they are doing the Lord's work。
好多时就系话咧，呢啲宣教士咧系做神嘅工作。
And so what do business people do？
咁做生意做嘅人系做乜嘢咧
？Well, ideally they need to make lots of money to support those who are doing the Lord's work。
嗰阵时嘅谂法就系，如果你做生意嘅时候咧，你就赚多啲钱嚟到支持呢啲嘅宣教士。
Their work is not so much the Lord's work as that it supports the Lord's work.
所以你做生意嗰时，你所谓做生意嘅人咧，唔系做神嘅工作啊。
And I think even when I was a missionary back in the 1980s in the Philippines, we thought somewhat this way.
好到我1980年代，我自己喺亲身喺菲律宾度做宣教士嘅时候，这个咁嘅思想仍然系存在嘅。
And we would want to meet with business people who had discretionary income who could support the missionary service of the church.
好多时咧，我哋接触嗰啲做生意嘅人咧，希望佢哋能够揾多啲钱嚟到支持嗰啲宣教士。
But what is emerging now is a partnership.
但系而家我哋所睇到嘅就系呢两个嘅群体，大家成为一个合作嘅伙伴。
Where we're beginning to see that those who are called into business are working side by side globally in the kingdom purposes of God.
我睇见神呼召一啲做生意、做其他工作嘅人嘅时候，喺呢一个传福音嘅事工里边，根本同呢啲传教士系做一个一齐并肩嘅嚟到作战。
As was mentioned, I'm the president of a university and a seminary.
剛才我都講到我是印度神學院的院長。
Ambrose University has a theological seminary that trains and equips women and men for leadership in the church.
我們印度神學院呢有一個部門呢是專門來到訓練一些宣教士。
I think the faculty of the seminary are doing an extraordinarily good job.
咁我哋做呢個工作做得幾好啦。
And I commend them to you. I commend them as servants of the church, especially of the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
我特別都好非常之鼓舞，因為其實睇見佢哋都係做好好成為一個宣道會嘅宣教士。
But in that same building, at the other end of the hallway, is the business faculty.
但喺神學院裏邊，大學裏邊嘅另一個部分呢？
That is, we have both a theological seminary and a school of business.
我哋睇見有讀商科嘅學院一齊喺我哋嘅大學嗰度。
Who of those two groups is doing the Lord's work?
咁究竟係做商邊一嘅人咧？部分嘅人咧係做神嘅工作咧
？Awkward pause.
我哋要諗下啦。
No answer.
你有冇諗下咧
？Both are doing the Lord's work.
其實兩方面都係做神嘅工作。
Both are called.
雙方面都係神呼召佢哋做。
Both are involved in kingdom service.
大家都係為神嘅國度嚟到侍奉神。
And what is emerging is that they're not just supporting one another, but they are. They're supporting and encouraging one another in the kingdom purposes of God.
我哋睇到嘅不但只係佢哋大家嚟到互相嘅鼓勵，其實佢哋並肩一齊嚟到侍奉神。
And whether it's locally here in the city of Vancouver or globally in Hanoi or wherever God takes them,
無論係本地嘅或者係全球性嘅，依個咁嘅現象仍然係。
What is emerging on the global scene is people called into business and people called into pastoral ministry and church planting who are colleagues together wherever it is that God is taking them.
我睇见全球世界上面唔同嘅地方，神呼召人做神嘅传道、传福音嘅工作，神亦都呼召一啲人做商界，亦都系为到国度嘅工作嚟到侍奉。
And then a third emerging change.
第三个嘅一个嘅改变。
When I was a child, I would attend Belleville Alliance Church in Belleville, Ontario.
我細個嘅時候，我喺安省參加一個宣道會。
That church has now moved out to the suburbs, and they sold that building.
嗰間教會咧，由市中心咧，就搬到去市區外嘅地方。
They sold it, and it's now a mosque.
佢將佢原本嘅教會嘅地址賣咗，賣咗俾邊個咧？賣咗俾一間清真寺。
When I was, if you visit Ambrose University, the last building you see when you take the light rail transit out to the university, the last building you see is a mosque.
你若果去印度神學院嘅時候咧，你坐巴士去或者坐天車去到時候咧，你亦都會睇到一間嘅清真寺。
When I was a university student, I think we knew there was a mosque somewhere in Canada, but we had no idea where it was.
到喺我讀書嘅時期嘅時候，我哋依稀記得可能喺某個地方係有一個清真寺。
But Canada is changing.
但係加拿大已經改變咗好多啦。
And if you have any doubt, drive down number 5 road in Richmond, BC.
如果你大家喺Richmond 嗰度行第五路，你就會睇見。
You'll drive by a Buddhist temple, a Sikh temple, a Hindu temple.
你會睇到有嗰度有唔同宗教嘅建築物喺嗰度。
It's Religion Row with a mosque as well as a Jewish study and worship center.
嗰度有清真寺啦，又有基督教啦，又有錫克教啦，唔同嘅宗教都喺嗰度有佢嘅地址。
Along with many churches.
同樣亦都有好多基督教嘅教會喺嗰度。
In other words, we used to think that missionaries would go from Canada to the world.
好多時就係點樣？係好多時我哋傳統嘅諗法咧，就係我哋傳福音咧，就係由加拿大我哋派差遣一啲人去傳福音。
But what is happening in our century is that now the world is coming to Canada.
但喺呢個現今嘅社會裏邊，我哋睇見世界上邊唔同嘅人咧，已經嚟到我哋加拿大呢個地方啦。
And this has major implications for how we think about global mission.
喺呢個正正令到我哋再一次諗一諗，我哋呢個普世傳福音嘅策略係點樣樣咧？
A year ago, I was the speaker at the Joint Mission Conference in Hamilton, Ontario.
一年前，我喺一個宣教嘅大會嗰度做講員。
The hymn that was the theme for that conference was a hymn by A.B. Simpson entitled "To the Regions Beyond We Must Go."
嗰次嘅差傳大會嘅主題曲咧，係Simpson博士講嘅一首歌，就叫《去遙遠嘅地方》。
And we sang it very heartily to the regions beyond we must go. But while we were singing, I kept thinking, but the regions beyond have come here.
但我唱嗰首歌嘅時候，我不斷嘅諗起就係其實依個遙遠嘅地方，其實已經神將依個地方帶到另外嚟中間嗰度啦。
And what I want to say is that as the world has come to Canada,
就係我哋睇見將全世界所有嘅唔同嘅人種嚟到加拿大嘅時候，
we will all most certainly be supporting those who take the gospel to the furthest reaches of the world.
當然我哋會繼續支持宣教士將福音帶到去遠遠地方。
But each congregation needs to just look up and down the street.
但很多時候我們看一看這些不同的人群的時候，其實就是在我們街上、街下、街下。
And see where it is that we are being called to reach those who do not yet know the gospel of Christ.
所以我們想一想，神叫我們將這個福音帶到未聽過福音的人的時候，究竟這些人是在哪裡呢？
Last year, First Alliance Church in Calgary appointed a new faculty, a new pastoral staff member.
去年在Calgary一間宣道會裏面，他就請了一個牧師。
And his primary qualification, apart from his religious or theological credentials, is that he speaks Arabic.
他這個牧師除了他有神學的訓練之外，其中一個資格就是他懂得講阿拉伯文。
And we're grateful for the ministry that he has had in the Middle East, and that's where he learned his Arabic.
他就因為去過阿拉伯的地方學了那個語言，所以我們很感謝神能夠帶領他到Calgary這個教會那裡侍奉。
But he's on staff of an Alliance Church in Canada because he speaks Arabic.
但是你有沒有想過，一個懂得講阿拉伯的人，在加拿大的教會那裡做他們其中一個牧師。
With these three significant changes in mind, come with me back to Acts chapter 13.
剛才我講過三個重大的轉變的時候，我們再一次回來到剛才我們所讀的一段經文。
We see here the Spirit at work in the life of this congregation.
我們看見神的工作在安提亞教會那個群體裡面的來到工作。
The elders are together in prayer, fasting, and worship.
那時教會的領袖一起來到禱告，一起來到禁食。
And they discern that the Spirit is saying to them, set aside Paul and Barnabas for the ministry to which they were called.
他們感受到神要帶領他們要差派巴拿巴和掃羅去傳福音。
And we know from before and after this text that they were called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
我們看這段聖經文，知道他們是差派去外邦人來傳福音。
And so we read in verse 3 that they went down to the seaside and laid hands on them and blessed them on their way.
所以我們看第三節的時候，他們一起為禱告，然後按手在他們頭上，就打發他們去。
But when we come to verse 4, we see it's by the Spirit that they were led.
但第四節我們看清楚，其實就是聖靈差遣他們。
I'm asking the question, what is the Spirit up to now in our time?
所以我就問一問，究竟聖靈的工作在我們今時今日裏面是做緊乜嘢呢？
And how can we respond and indeed participate in what the Spirit is up to in our world?
我們怎樣在這個聖靈的工作裏面繼續參與呢？
I think this has implications for a university and seminary such as Ambrose.
當然這個對我們神學院有很大的影響。
We're equipping and training students for this kind of a world.
我們裝備一些人，好像來到這裡做這些傳福音的工作。
And I think it has implications for a congregation like Fraserlands Church.
但同樣這個轉變的情形也都可以落在我們這個教會，我們非新倫教會的身上。
To ask the question, what is the Spirit up to and how are we being called to participate?
我們問一問自己教會，我們教會究竟神的工作在我們教會裡面是做什麼呢？
And it has implications for each one of us personally.
同樣這個轉變對我們每一個人都有一個影響。
That is to ask the question, if this is what the Spirit is doing in our world,
我們就問一問自己，既然如果神的工作是這樣做的時候，
what implications does it have for me and for my work?
我自己身為基督徒，應該有什麼反應和參與呢？
And what I'm impressed with is how Paul and Barnabas managed this.
我很特別看一看，就是巴拿巴和掃羅他怎樣來處理這件事。
We know from earlier in the book of Acts that Paul and Barnabas both felt called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
我們知道在《使徒行傳》先幾章的時候，講到巴拿巴和掃羅都知道神要差遣去到外邦人那裡來傳福音。
But they did not act independently of the church.
但他們不是自己這樣去做了。
Rather, they brought their sense of call to the elders there in the church in Antioch.
但他將神對他們特別的呼召帶到去安提亞的教會那裡。
There is a kind of an accountability, you might say.
在这里他们在对教会负一个的责任。
And so I challenge you individually and as a congregation.
所以我挑战，我向你大家做一个挑战，就是你做教会，成为一个教会，还有一个个人的基督徒。
Ask the big question.
问一个问题。
What is the Spirit up to in our time?
究竟神的工作在我们中间是做什么呢？
What does it mean for us as a church?
我们做这个圣灵的工作在我们教会里面有什么作用呢？
What does it mean for each one of us individually?
对我们个人有什么意思呢？
And then be in conversation.
跟着同一个神有一个交谈。
And in prayer.
在祷告里面来到
With your sisters and brothers here at Fraserlands Church.
我们大家弟兄姊妹为这件事一起来到祷告。
About the call of God on your life.
究竟神对我们的呼召是什么呢？
May God bless you, each one.
愿神祝福各位。